Next item.
Item number 23, 2014 adopted budget amendment 1A021 from the Director, Department of Family Care, submitting a semi-annual informational report relative to Center for Independence and Development patient relocation placements. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Health and Human Needs on July 31st, 2014.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This report is the informational only report that was requested at the time of the adopted 2014 budget. It is from the Department of Family Care, specifically related to the community relocations of those individuals who currently reside at the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division Hilltop facility. Since September of 2012, when the downsizing and subsequent closure of Hilltop was announced, the Department of Family Care has relocated 15 individuals from Hilltop. Some of these specific questions that were in the budget amendment, or actually all of the questions are listed in the report before you. The budget amendment asked for the impact of relocations on the health and safety of the individuals who have relocated. There is a relocation process that's put in place by the state of Wisconsin, and what that one of the things that is addressed in that relocation process, which is many hundreds of pages long, is making the interdisciplinary team in family care as well as the Hilltop staff aware of the signs and symptoms of what's called relocation stress syndrome or transfer trauma, so that the IDTs are aware of some potential negative side effects of community relocations, are mindful of those and are addressing them. As you know, when an individual enrolls in family care, they're assigned to an interdisciplinary team. There is a care manager and a nurse assigned to them, so they are looking at their mental health issues, their behavioral health needs, as well as their physical care needs. So that is how we continue to keep track of the health and safety of these individuals, as all the individuals who are enrolled in the program. The report also asks for the extent of involvement of the guardians and family members for the individuals. As you know, again, family care is a voluntary enrollment program, so all of the guardians for the individuals at Hilltop voluntarily enrolled them into family care, chose the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care, and have been involved throughout the relocation process. They have to approve and sign off on the individual service plans and the relocation placements. The report further asks for the nature and duration of relocations. We have people who have gone to a variety of homes in the community, into small 1 to 2 bed adult family homes, into 3 to 4 bed, and we've even had individuals move home with their families or be in independent apartments. The budget amendment asked for an accounting of costs and savings of relocations and the resulting reduction in capacity of services. Accounting shall include savings per individuals. That isn't information that's available to the Department of Family Care. What you have before you are the total costs that the department is paying for community services, but we don't have any information about resulting reduction in capacity of services. I'm assuming that would mean on the institutional side. All I can tell you is what it looks like on the community side in terms of staffing and capacity. And the same is true for costs under the Medical Assistance Program Administration, for other services that are associated with the relocations. Again, what I can tell you is the costs for the services that we authorize. We don't have cost data for the other Medicaid services that individuals avail themselves to. The next piece, again, is asking for cost data relative to medical assistance, and the Department of Family Care, no MCO would have that. The seventh item was staff turnover rates for nursing homes, intermediate care facilities, from which an individual is relocated or diverted, and the Department of Family Care doesn't have any of the staffing information for Hilltop or the Behavioral Health Division. Again, what I can tell you is that all of the licensed community-based residential facilities into which individuals have moved are in good standing with the state of Wisconsin Division of Quality Assurance. There are no outstanding provider complaints for those provider types which are not under the jurisdiction of DQA. So that is, I think it speaks to those items that are in that amendment for which I have information.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question about a number of other things. This just came up. You were saying that you could not access the information for Hilltop on cost?
Well, I can tell you, and you see in the chart that's in the report, what because Hilltop as an institutional facility is something that's in the Family Care Benefit Package. So I can tell you what we authorized and the payments that we made for services there. So that's the piece of the puzzle that I have, is what we pay for services there. And so that's what you have in front of you in that grid.
Right. So couldn't the Department of Health Services to provide the information of the exact amount for those individuals? Sound like we were getting into Act 14, but the mental health law language.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor Bowen, when an individual is in a facility, any facility, it doesn't have to be the Behavioral Health Division, anybody who's in a nursing home, because again, a nursing home is part of the Family Care Benefit Package,
What
I can tell you is what we are paying for services in that facility. So if to the extent that an individual is using their medical assistance card for acute and primary services, since that's not a service for which Family Care is responsible, I don't have that cost information. We don't pay for physicians or prescriptions. So I don't have those costs. What I can tell you are the costs of the things for which I pay.
Okay.
I think, if I may, the part of the problem, I think, is the language in this particular amendment is something that the State Department of Health Services reports on, and they obviously have access to a much broader range of information as the provider of all Medicaid services than the MCO. The other caveat is, what I can provide to you are those members who are enrolled in the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care and what that looks like for that subset of that population. That is not all of the individuals at Hilltop or all the individuals to be relocated from Hilltop. So I can simply give you what I have because I don't have any information about any other MCO as well.
Okay. So I guess I'd like to hear from the director why that information is not available. The Director of Health.
Director Secretary.
Mm-hmm. Are you Secretary now?
No.
You.
Director Cologne.
Did you hear the question, Director Cologne?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes. But to reiterate what Maria just said, this is a state report. I have asked the state to see if they can give me a copy of this report. So I've made that request so that you can have more information. But this isn't a report, and I've said this in the past, that we can produce. It is a report that's done by the state, and it's specifically in state statutes and identifies the Department of Health Services, the State Department.
Okay. I'll yield to my colleagues to ask more questions until I resurface. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. While Director Cologne is still there, I understand with respect to producing the report, the full scope, which we believe is only the state can produce. What can you tell us about those who have exited Hilltop that are not included in the MCO report here?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, what would you like to know? Specifically,
where we're at in terms of the
relocation, sure.
Whether you know success, failure,
yep.
Lessons learned.
Absolutely, thank you very much. It's been a huge success. Individuals are transitioned into the community. First and foremost, it's the right thing to do. It's about giving individuals the opportunity to live in the community. We know that the research and literature shows there's better outcomes for them, and ultimately it's more efficient when you look at the whole picture, and it's also the law. So first and foremost, it's the right thing to do, and it's been a huge success. Individuals have been transitioned into the community. We do have about 38 individuals still on Hilltop, and 37 individuals at Hilltop, and those individuals do need to be transitioned into the community. You know, we had a target date of November. We've had a lot of conversations with the managed care organizations, also with the state, and we've got assurances pretty much from everybody that we will meet our target of November. There's going to be a lot of relocations that are going to be occurring in the next couple of months. But again, this is something that we've had a lot of conversations with the state. Everybody is really focused on making sure that all of these individuals get the right housing, get the right support, the right capacity is built to meet everybody's individual's needs. And so everybody's really moving forward with that direction.
Sorry, so 15 were taken care of by the MCO. How many others were moved?
15 specifically by family care? Yes, and remember, 100% of Hilltop individuals are under the managed care organizations. We don't have any direct responsibility for developing the capacity and supports for those individuals. That's all done through the managed care organizations. Now, for Central, there are some of those individuals that are not family care eligible, and those would be our responsibility. And so we are in the process of developing capacity for those that are in Central and are not family care eligible.
I think you answered something else, which just confuses me more. But so what's the total number that needed to be relocated? 15 were relocated by Milwaukee County Department of Family Care. How many others?
We had 72.
We had 72 was the total number. 15 were done by Milwaukee County Family Care. 37 are left. So.
And Mr. Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, there are six out of the remaining Hilltop residents, six are enrolled in Milwaukee County Family Care.
And the rest are with the other managed care organizations, CCO primarily, right?
So of the 15, six are, I'm sorry, now I'm confused. So the 15 that were relocated are not just Milwaukee County Family Care, that's the MCO.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb, if you look at the total population that was in Hilltop at the time of, in September, right, 72. Out of that 72, 15 have moved through Milwaukee County Family Care. Milwaukee County Family Care has another six individuals to move. They've already enrolled in the program, so we have six. So that's the Milwaukee County Family Care portion of the remaining population.
Okay, so
the rest of them are primarily in community care organization.
Okay, and. So I guess what I was trying to get at is, in terms of meeting that November date and whatnot, was November the original target date, or that was the adjusted target date? I thought you had a more aggressive.
That was the original target date for Hilltop closure.
For Hilltop. Mm-hmm. And then Central?
And Central is for next year, November. And we're ahead of target with Central. We have about 38 individuals there as well.
Which, my memory's failing me. Which was the unit that where your target date was July or something, and we gave you funding for a longer period? There was some lack of confidence that you would meet your original aggressive schedule.
I think you, Mr. Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, I think you're referring to our acute care downsizing. So in our acute care, which is the psychiatric inpatient at hospital, not our long-term care, we were proposing to downsize 12 beds. as a result of the capacity that existed in the community. And so I think you're referring to that.
Okay. So it doesn't bother you that more than half, that we're into August and more than half of, we don't yet have a placement for?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, sure, it is a little worrisome, but we've had a lot of assurances, both from the managed care organizations and also from the state, that this is not uncommon, that this happens. A large group of individuals will be relocated towards the end of the closure date. So those are the assurances I continue to get. Both from the managed care organizations and also the state. We've been meeting pretty much monthly to discuss this. And they've been, all, everybody's been great partners in working on this.
Thank you.
Supervisor Ramos.
Thank you.
Just so the committee is aware, September, Rob Hankins from the Public Policy Forum will be bringing forward the capacity study. That this board asked for, and it addresses some of the issues that Director Colon is discussing right now, and as to whether or not there is actually capacity at current moment for these individuals, and so we can all look forward to that.
Anything further on this item? If not, thank you.
And just to clarify, could we ask the state for the cost analysis of the other MCOs and how much it's costing them to take care of these individuals so we can see a comparison?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Boland, so I did already request that report from them. I'm not exactly sure like when they do it and the timing of it. But I did request it, and once I get it, I can get it to you all.
Okay. That was my only additional question. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Anything further?
No, thank you. Next item.